and Fire Falls. Frontier, Book 9, written by Peter Watt and read by John Vose.
Men and women of Australia, we are at war with Japan. That has happened because, in the first instance, Japanese naval and air forces launched an unprovoked attack on British and United States territory. Because our vital interests are imperiled, and because the rights of free people in the whole Pacific are assailed. As a result, the Australian government this afternoon took the necessary steps which will mean that a state of war exists between Australia and Japan. Tomorrow, in common with the United Kingdom, the United States of America, and the Netherlands East Indies governments, the Australian government will formally and solemnly declare the state of war it has striven so sincerely and strenuously to avoid. Throughout the whole affair, and despite discouragement, the Australian government and its representatives abroad struggled hard to prevent a breakdown of discussions. Australia encouraged the United States to retain the diplomatic initiative on behalf of the democratic powers. We did not want war in the Pacific. The Australian government has repeatedly made it clear, as have the governments of the United Kingdom, the United States, and the Netherlands East Indies, that if war came to the Pacific, it would be of Japan's making.
Donald McIntosh stood with his head bent towards the polished wooden cabinet that housed the radio set. The Australian Prime Minister finished his historic announcement, and the commentators began their analysis. Donald switched off the radio and stared for a moment out of the library window. "Did you hear Curtin's speech?" Sarah asked anxiously from the open doorway. His sister looked ashen-faced, and he could see she was trembling. "Will the Japanese bomb Sydney tonight?" Donald slumped into a big leather chair. He was in need of a stiff drink. "I doubt it. From what I've heard, they're still way up north, and their attack on the Yanks at Pearl Harbor will mean that the Americans will send forces to help us repel the Japs before they reach Australia. No doubt Mr. Churchill will be celebrating now that the Americans are sure to enter the war. You can rest assured that we're safe, for now. Do you think David will be returned to Australia now that we're at war with Japan?" Sarah asked. Donald felt a twinge of envy. His cousin David was serving with an Australian infantry battalion in Syria. Donald had tried to enlist, but his role in industry was deemed too important for him to serve in the armed forces. He suspected his enlistment had been blocked by his father, Sir George McIntosh.